I am the Dark of the Cold, the legendary knight of endless chilliness. But even more terrifying than that, I am a tiny little rat folk.
Norm, what are you doing?
Sorry if I scared everybody. You know, ever since I got this new super warm cloak, I've been feeling more confident and intimidating, and I worried that I might scare people. So my job today is to start episode 14 off by recapping episode 13. But holy cow! Like, how can I summarize all that? The toughest, like, combat ever, and then made even worse by the fact that we couldn't even see, like, 5 feet in front of our faces. Plus, we found the portal, like, the portal. They're like the one that all the winter's been pouring through. And then, so like, we find the portal, and then this dark midnight fella shows up. I will give you 3 guesses as to what color armor a guy named Dark Midnight likes to wear. And he's all big and smoky, and he's riding a big black horse, and I kind of figured we were all done for. Like, oofta. I squeezed Margie's hand so hard, I was afraid that I broke her triquarium. And then, like, he said something about 3 riders, and then all his cool armor just, like, magically dissolved kind of off of him, and he just dropped dead right in front of us. Now, as a doctor, I'm not supposed to diagnose without first examining the patient, but my guess is that it's the giant spear of ice through his chest.
Wonderful. Oh, that's awesome. So good.
You're such a good doctor, Norm.
So last episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys saw that coming? Did I drop enough hints? Did I foreshadow it well enough?
Did we
Or was it a total surprise? Because it was going to be one or the other, and I didn't know which.
Wait, we were supposed to know that guy was coming?
No, that was supposed to be an entire surprise.
Okay, that was a surprise.
Okay, good.
I feel really dumb if I was supposed to know that.
I expected the portal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the portal is like the expected thing.
I had a feeling we were close.
What was the surprise we might have had a chance at getting?
No. I was making fun. I was poking fun at myself.
Oh.
I didn't foreshadow this at all. I wanted this to be just a complete and utter, like, bomb to drop on everybody. And ever since, like, I picked up this adventure, it was like, okay, this is the first big surprise. The first actually big what the fuck.
It's pretty awesome.
It's wonderful, and I'm so excited to play it. So here you guys are. You are standing right outside the winter portal. You have the head of the troll come through and roll around, and then this black rider crossed over, and he gave a cool little speech that had some hand-done Foley work with a water bottle. And then he collapses and drops his armor, and it's a frail old man with a spear of ice sticking out of his chest.
He's an idiot old man pretending to be the black rider?
I don't know anything about any riders, so I'm not sure what to think.
Is he alive? Should we check?
Well, I'm going to do a heal check right now.
I'm very much alive.
Oh, never mind.
We can just ask him.
I'm right here.
Oh, but you got that thing sticking out of your chest.
Yeah, I know.
Stretch the flesh wound.
How do you feel?
Can I heal you?
I'm afraid it is too late for me.
What?
Oh, it's never too late to...
There is no coming back from this. I am simply maintaining myself with the last of my powers.
You are not pretending. You really are the Black Rider.
That is correct.
Cherniv Zadnik, the Black Rider of Baba Yaga.
I am the Black Rider, my dear. But at this stage, you might as well call me by my real name. Ilarion Matvius.
Well, Mr. Matvius, what was your job as the Black Rider?
He killed witches. Many, many witches.
Oh, he's evil ones?
I mean...
I was not limited to witches.
He killed lots of people. This is true. I remember the rumor, myth? It's only 100 years at the, every 100 years. I'm not that old.
I was responsible for culling those who plotted against the crown.
Okay, and just to make sure real quick, like there, if I heal you and try and help you with that spike, that's not going to help you at all. You're still going to die anyway?
Yes.
Well,
is Baba Yaga going to be mad that we let her writer die in front of us? It is not my fault, Baba Yaga.
Oh, you know of her.
Does anybody not know of...
Oh, I did not.
We didn't until you told us.
Yeah, it is true. Fine.
You are very far from home, child of the north.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Oh, so what are you doing here?
Between worlds.
Right.
Or in Teldor at all.
Do you know why this portal's here and why...
Yes. That is what has brought me here. Queen Elvana has decided to move against her mother. She has opened portals all over the planet, and winter now creeps in on many different countries and continents.
What do you...
She is hoping to cover the world in ice and maintain her rule over Irisin and the rest of the planet.
Does she think that Baba Yaga is going to, like, be pleased with her and let her keep the throne, or does she, like, want to fight Baba Yaga to keep the throne?
This has happened throughout history when the queen has decided to rebel against her mother, but it has never worked.
Yes,
until
but
now.
Is different this time because the three riders usually show up, do terrible things in Irisin to punish the queen that was like, oh no, I do not want to disappear and be replaced. And then she disappears and is replaced. So
something
what is different?
Something has happened to Baba Yaga.
But how do you know something happened?
She has not returned. She has not made her appearance.
But wait, are you saying Korolyeva Ilvana, the queen of Irisin, is opening portals like this one?
Yes.
Everywhere?
Yes.
Irisin is invading everywhere?
Yes.
That's a problem.
This is just one of many, many portals.
I was really hoping we could just close this and then kind of be
and go
done.
Home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to go back and see the kids.
You all are
not good.
Trying to close this portal.
Yes, it's invading.
That's why we're here.
It's way too cold right now.
I hate winter.
And you see a slight, just a very slight smile just like come across his face.
Then it appears we are allies. I am sensing tendrils amongst all of you. I can feel them.
Well, you know, the thing that you did.
Oh.
Oh, yes, our special
Theodora's
magic.
Valdine pulls out his coin and looks at it.
We all do have stuff in our
yes,
pockets.
Yes.
Fossilisa touches her necklace, like, what?
The coin, the necklace.
Marge puts her hand over the pocket where that tooth is.
And I'm just holding the stone in my left pocket in my pants. Yeah. So these are tendrils?
I didn't know how they connect so. Us. I mean, they are special luck tokens.
Yes.
But they connect us because we're connected to you.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yes.
Child of the North.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's true.
Oh, is this all your fault, Vasilisa?
I distinctly told you I was very worried that it might be. I sure hope not, because, I mean, Moya Mama might be a winter witch, but she is not, like, the most important of the white witches.
If you are trying to close the portal, you must do it from the other side.
What?
Oh, that's not good.
We have to go to Irisin?
You will find the source of it in the Pale Tower. It is one of many, but through them, Elvana will spread a new ice age across the world. Closing this portal might save your kingdom, but Galarian would still be doomed.
How many portals are there?
Many. This is the first one I found after being set upon by Elvana's forces.
How did Elvana do this to you? You are legendary for killing whatever you want. Or Baba Yaga wants, I guess. I don't know. Also, you are very much more old-looking than I imagined. I always pictured big, buff young man. I do not know.
Well, you know, he's, what, thousands of years old?
Really?
Well, you looked good in the armor. The armor looked really good on you.
I am only 85. The child every year.
Are you a smoker?
It is the only thing that keeps me warm in the Erisian winters. Child, every year, new riders are selected.
Wait, so
every year we all make new bargains.
He's the Dread Pirate Roberts.
I'm learning very many secrets today.
She only comes back every 100 years, but she replaces her riders every single year.
No. The riders only appear in the year of her return.
So every year,
that
once
she returns.
Every
century.
So really, every 100 years,
there is a new rider for approximately 365 days, 364 on a leap year.
Wait, don't you get six in the leap year?
Yes, yeah, I thought six. So.
Oh, no, Galarian.
Three
leap over a day instead of adding the day. Yes, Galarian.
That's,
right.
That's because of Abadar. He wanted the extra day. It's so always so cheap, right?
Yes.
I know you probably are not friendly with the North to find you so far here in such a state, but...
Call me.
Well, yeah, she's always talking that she doesn't like the cold.
In this land, where it should be summer, it is cold.
Yes, I've noticed.
And if you wish to prevent this from happening, you may have to find yourself aligned with the Queen of the Witches.
Are you saying I may need to work for Baba Yaga in order to get this winter weather out of Teldor and back in Erisin?
Baba Yaga has no desire for world conquest.
Fear.
Her kingdom is Erisin. She cares not for the rest of Galarian.
But where Elvana, is she? I mean, Elvana wants
Elvana
to control
Elvana.
I do not know where Baba Yaga is, but I know how to find her.
Oh, okay, this is key information we should get before he dies. Yes.
Okay, but
that doesn't. Okay. How do you know how to find her if you're not sure where she is?
He's one of her riders. It's a magic. Well, do you know by magic?
Maybe connected somehow. I don't know.
You first must go and find the Dancing Hut.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Oh, wait.
Oh, with the chicken legs.
It's got legs, right?
Well, now I am just confused. Dance. We need to go through the portal in order to get to the Pale Tower to close the portal. Oh, dear, no. We need to get the chicken hut here, the dancing hut, but then also go through the portal. And I just thought of a big problem.
If we close
the portal,
the hut,
we are stuck in Erisin. It is a very long walk.
But we'll be closing a lot of portals. It'll be worth it.
A couple things.
And blood kind of
Okay, V, listen. Oh, it's intimidating with the
I can
dying.
Tell you where the hut is.
Oh,
because Elvana has stolen it, and it is now on display in Erisin's capital, White Throne, as a symbol of her power. You must go through the portal to Erisin, find the dancing hut, and I am afraid, yes, the only way to close the portal is from the other side.
We know someone who saw the hut here.
Well, I thought it was on this side of the portal.
There are more than one hut.
There is
so it was at least here on this side of the portal for a minute.
If others are appearing, it is most likely some sort of trickery from Elvana to trick others into thinking Baba Yaga is behind it all.
Oh. Yeah.
Like a red herring.
Yes.
A fish?
Yeah,
a diversion.
Because then you smell the fish and you want to go over there and check that out, but it's not important at all.
Oh, like a lure fish.
It's a trick. It's a total trick.
Now, the hut is on display in White Throne because Elvana thinks she has destroyed all of the keys in order to use the hut, but I have managed to save two of them.
Ooh.
And they are deactive right now, but if you do accept this quest, I can use the rest of my power to activate the keys once more.
Wait, are you saying that we could get, like, our own chicken hut?
There is only one true chicken hut. And yes, you have to go and find your chicken hut.
Do you think we could just go straight to the Pale Tower and just, like, try and shut the portals first?
That's a good start, probably.
It is a very good start.
So you know that the Pale Tower is the fortress home to the white witches of the Horwood Forest, northwest of Waldsby.
You're saying that this one pale tower is causing all of the portals everywhere?
Well, he said there were several pale towers.
He said the pale tower is where this portal.
Oh,
I and Vasilisa gestures at the big one right there.
I thought he was saying we could shut them all down by going to the pale tower.
No, he said he only found this one, and the others are many and probably everywhere in Irisin, honestly. Oh, does that mean there might be a portal in my mom's house in Rosny?
I don't know.
I suppose
I mean because the pale tower is a house for the winter witches, the white witches of the area there in the forest.
So you think if they're doing the same thing with the other portals that one of them could be...
If they have one in the Rosny, it's probably where my mom lives.
There are prices to accepting this quest from me.
Other than just going to Irisin.
Yeah, it sounds...
I must pass my mantle on. You would take it.
Not me. I am not a Black Rider type. I do not do the armor.
What does that mean?
Look, Marge rides, though.
Be more specific.
You will be granted several boons of the Witch Queen, but with that comes the obligation to save her.
So great power, but also great responsibility.
But responsibility to help someone who you don't.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah, you don't. You don't like Baba Yaga.
I mean, the Black Rider is not wrong. She only conquers and, it's Irisin where she keeps
She does
control.
Her own thing and doesn't bother anyone
so
else.
So if you leave Irisin, you are fine. But Ilvana's like, oh no, I must send Irisin to the whole world. That is not okay.
Well now, Valdine, I know that, you don't seem to have any family or anything. Is this something you might be interested in?
Oh, just going to volunteer me like that,
well,
huh, Marge?
I don't know what's... I'm not 100% on board with going through that portal.
I think maybe Marge is trying to say that Valdine, you are a very capable man, and we would very much appreciate your assistance to not die. For further, please.
I suppose it depends on what kind of... You said boons?
Yes, boons. What boons? Could they convince maybe Valdine or the Gundersons that it is a good idea to do this?
Well, I don't know if I could be a writer without you, honey.
Well, Valdine likes money. Could you give Valdine money?
Not everything's about money.
And if I need to offer more than the Witch Queen's blessing for you to take up my mantle, then go and find me someone else.
As the conversation goes on, you see Valdine kind of like, he has this like concentration look come across his face, and he just really thinks about it for a minute. Valdine strides over right to him and reaches out his hand to grab the man's hand. Just like, as in, like, pass on your boons. he's saying, I accept.
And what of the others?
Vasilisa heaves a really heavy sigh and, like, adjusts her cold weather gear and just, like, looks super irritated with herself. But she walks over and, yes, I will definitely help too.
Wait, I thought this was a solo acceptance of being a special knight thing. I didn't know it was a group
you
thing.
You do not want me to come?
No, you can't. I mean, I just...
If
maybe
you
I misunderstood.
To go to Irisin alone, I
can grant I
was
my
helpful.
Power to the four of you.
Well, then great.
Let's all get in here.
Maybe we should all do this. Yes, please?
What? Do you...
If I am not strong enough to stop this on my own...
I mean, this is our retirement.
Then the four of you must have... Sure. A better job.
You have a retirement blessed by Baba Yaga. Come on in, let's go.
We're not spring chickens anymore, you know.
You've been very helpful so far, though.
I know, this is just a big turnaround because you've been talking really bad about this Baba Yaga for like a long time. And now
in the winter, and Irisin is so terrible.
But Norm, Marge, if I am that scared of Baba Yaga and she is missing... And the person she is supposed to replace with a new person is sending the Winter, which I hate, to the entire world. That person is worse, you know?
I suppose that, you know, we're here and we've got a responsibility and we're kind of a team now, yeah?
Yeah, you seem worried.
Well, you know, I mean, this is all new to me. Norm, it's a magic portal.
But you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job protecting all of us.
If the opinion of a mostly strange gunslinger that you don't know that well matters much in this situation, you two have impressed the hell out of me in the last few, you know, hours. It's only been a short time we've been together, and at first I thought, I was going to have to watch out where you were stepping, and I mean, you're running away in the middle of battle, and tripping traps, making noise, and just all kinds of nonsense going on. I thought this was going to be the death of me.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
You know, it seemed relevant at the time, but
it
we're talking
was
about
yesterday.
It's not that far back. I think that he's right. We were meant to do this. You two included, Marge. You and Norm. And I know, Vasilisa, you don't want to go marching into your old country and face the cold again, but I think that's what we are meant to do.
Okay.
And I certainly will not let you three go to Irisin without me. That is much more cruel than I am.
No, I feel like you're kind of the important... You're the guide. We seem to know all this stuff.
Well, more than the guide, we're going to need her to be the infiltrator into this Queen Ivana's special display. She's going to have to pretend to be a winter witch and go in there and infiltrate.
No, I cannot cast a single cold spell.
Well, did they make you do that?
Like, that's a good idea.
I could try very hard. I at least know the language.
Not to rush you all, pretending. But I am in an extreme amount of pain. I would very much like to die.
Oh, dear.
Okay, yes. What else we need to know.
We
agree.
Okay, boon away.
We will take your yes, go ahead.
Hand me your snowflakes.
Thank you.
All right.
So he holds all four of those in his left hand. And with his right hand, he reaches behind him and he produces a plague doctor's mask and a lock of stiff-looking white hair.
Now these are the keys to the hut. Once you gain access, place them in the cauldron, and the hut will start to follow Baba Yaga. I wish you all the very best of luck.
I think we're gonna need it, so thank you.
And he pulls out a thin dagger, and he grasps it with his right hand and sticks the blade in his left, and he clutches it, and you just... And you see the blood just kind of like come from his hand.
Oh dear.
And he looks around at all of you. And then he takes the knife and he slits his throat. The blood pours from his throat, you see it fall onto the plague doctor's mask and the lock of white hair. And you see them glow faintly. And then he opens his hand, he drops the dagger, and he falls to the side.
Oh my. Oh, I mean, were you expecting that?
I cannot say I was, no.
Beldine reaches over and just closes his eyes as he kind of lies there with his eyes open.
I still say I was expecting a little bit different of a type of person.
He never told us what the boon was we were given.
Well, while you're over there, why don't you grab our stuff out of his hand?
Yeah, I grabbed the items.
Do you want to maybe clean it in the snow? There's blood all over them. No, it's fine. It is rude of me. Just give me my necklace. Sorry.
Yep, I hand you back your items.
Oh, thanks.
And as you guys hold them, you feel... the weight of the task before you.
Right.
Yeah.
It is just
daunting.
Daunting. And it is on your minds constantly now, just like sitting in the background, reminding you, hey, go save the Witch Queen. But with that, you feel just automatically more powerful. As in, each of you gets to take a permanent increase of 2 points to any one ability score.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This isn't a good sign.
No, we probably need this
Everybody,
shit.
Put it in your con.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the boon?
I mean, that was a lot.
You all level up.
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Level four. So you get another ability point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
It happens right now.
Yes.
It's instant. You don't need to rest. The energy and the magic and the power of the mantle of the Black Rider, you guys feel it. You feel more powerful than you ever have been.
Wowza.
So the way we're playing it, we're going to roll for health against each other. Whoever gets the higher health dice, that's what health you take as you level up. And then if you get new spells, you don't have those spells until your spell area resets. But feats and anything like that, any new class skills are taken into effect. As your health goes up, it doesn't automatically heal. It just increases your top cap. So all of that out of the way, let's figure out who's going to tell us about level four first. Marge.
Oh.
Marge, what's level four like for you?
Well, with everything that she's experienced, all of the, you know, the survival checks and the perceptions and the battles, the combat she's been in and everything, she's really grown in her intelligence.
Oh. She's learned a lot.
She's learned a lot. She's a very perceptive rat. And I think that as she experiences things, she learns more and more, and that becomes more of a foundation of, you know, her personality and who she is and everything. And so that is where her boon plus two went. It was okay. Into intelligence.
That's really good. So that plus two, that is going to bring up your skill points by a lot because it's retroactive.
Yes, absolutely. And that gives her more as far as if she, when she takes knowledges, she'll, you know,
it'll be a bit better.
Be better at those as
well. That's really good. So that's where your boon went. Where did your other point go?
With all of the trudging through the snow and the carrying her shield and the fighting she's done a lot more than she's ever done in the past, her strength went up a little bit.
Okay, that makes sense.
A little bit stronger, you know.
Did your bonus go up from that?
It did, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it went up by one.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's really good. So you got a plus one in intelligence and a plus one in strength.
That's correct.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what about Ghost? Stuff happened with Ghost that we had to talk about.
Lots of stuff happened with Ghost, yes. Ghost at level four becomes a medium creature.
Boom.
So Ghost is no longer small. The Ghost's carrying capacity increased, which enables her to actually carry Marge and Norm if they want to ride her both at the same time. And also with that, getting to medium size, her dex went down, but her strength went up. But also at level four, she does get ability increases as an animal companion as well.
Wow.
So her strength went up a little bit more, and I think her con went up too. So she does more damage when she attacks. And now that she's a medium creature, she can actually do more as far as ability-wise when she bites. It's not just a bite anymore. She can grapple enemies.
Nice.
So it'll be fun to play her as a more intelligent creature and with a little bit more strength and a little bit better at her abilities and Ghost being bigger, you know.
Yeah.
Being able to carry her, it'll be fun to you know, do stuff with that too. So
nice.
I'm
awesome.
Excited.
So let us talk to Norm.
Oh, gosh, I'm sitting right next to her.
Yeah, Norm, what did you get?
You want Zach to do this?
Yeah.
Or do you want Norm to do this? Okay.
Yes. Story-wise, I figure since he's been interacting with more people and kinds of people he hasn't interacted with before, he's learning how to interact with them. So I put his charisma up by one. I feel like he's getting better at you know, meeting new people. He's having new experiences.
He's being socialized.
He's going to make him more swashbuckly and more like, hey,
yeah.
I'm of the school of thought that I don't like min-maxing. I like storytelling.
I think we're all in that same school of thought. So
that's why
company.
I picked you guys for this podcast.
But
mostly.
Okay, so here's how I'm imagining it. Norm is already like a little bit jumpy and a little bit anxious, and that's part of where his dexterity comes from. Is he thinks in like fast motion. And when this boon happened to him, when this energy flowed on him from Dark Midnight, I just call him that because his real name, Hachmach Fathmach, is beyond my comprehension. But like when this happened to Norm, he got, like that jitteriness in him like got amped up, and now he has this compulsion that he's feeling as well, and it's like got him like almost jittery, like he's almost overly caffeinated at this point, and he just really wants to, needs to do this task. So I put the +2 into his dex.
Nice.
Okay, makes sense. I'm good with it.
But it gives him a kind of ridiculously high dex. But it's going to be really fun.
What are you up to? What's his dex? Yeah. What are you up to?
It's a 20.
Whoa!
You match Valdine's dex.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Sorry. There's more. I'll try and be quick. This is what happens when you multi-class. Like, you hit certain levels where everything happens at once.
Yeah.
But anyway, he gets to, but part of his archetype is I can now attempt to steal something as a free CMB along with my attack.
Shit.
So I hit someone.
I love this.
My CMB is crap, and I need to work on that. There's a way to change that up. But
yeah, you can do like feats and other
shit. There's a
feat
where I can use
that.
My dex.
Yeah, that's what you want. Strength. Yep. That's what you want.
So I can just like steal something with my sword.
But you're on your way, man. That's huge.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right?
I can hop up now without provoking an attack. I can just like do a little ninja flip.
That's super useful, too.
Adorable. Yeah, because I might fall down sometimes.
You think? Pots and pains.
Yep, and that's it. Mounts. Thanks for the support, hon.
I love you.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Vasilisa, what happened to her at level 4?
The most exciting thing that happens at level 4 for her is that she gets a new hex.
Ooh.
Nice. Oh, boy.
So she finally, instead of just glaring at enemies, can now give some supportive looks towards her allies and grant them some good fortune. Yay. So you get to roll twice and take the better of the two rolls as though you were using your own special snowflake, only just from Vasilisa to you.
Sweet.
There you go.
And you can do each of us.
I can do each of you every day.
Nice.
And I can do it to other random allies. I could do it to Ghost if I wanted. Heck, I could give Marigold some good luck. You know, whatever I want.
That's awesome.
Any creature.
See, and now hexes are really defining. Like it's kind of how you build your witches around the hexes. You're telling us who your witch
is. In a lot of ways. So this was a little bit of a hard choice. I feel like Vasilisa, I wavered between fortune and misfortune. Because as a cartomancer, she's all about telling the future. So it's a question of, am I going to use that ability to grant some good luck to my allies or some bad luck to my enemies? And I think Vasilisa, she's at core, you know, more about spreading the warmth and good luck that she associates with her summer patron, Vara, than she is about, you know, cursing people or things. So she's going to just be spreading that summer warmth to your hearts and making you feel like maybe you can roll 2d20s instead of one.
That's really
good.
That's
awesome.
And then talk to us about your boon and your level 4 ability point.
All right. My boon, I chose to put into wisdom for Vasilisa. She has been doing a lot more soul searching, and she's discovered some things about people in the world that just are broadening her horizons and making her feel a little bit more like she can accurately sense people's motivations. And I think a good chunk of that is that she would never in a million years have thought that she would wind up siding with Baba Yaga or the Black Rider.
That's huge.
And being face to face with that and the realization of, oh, there's a different, bigger enemy than this. I'm going to help the mother of all witches. What is even happening? That gave her more of a wisdom bonus.
Nice.
That's good.
Her ability point for level 4 is going into dexterity. She's not spent quite as much time flinging her cards at things as she has in the past few days. And I feel like she's just going to get more and more practice at flinging those cards. So
nice.
It doesn't do anything noticeable. She went from a 14 to a 15. So practically speaking, it's the same modifier. But she's getting slightly more nimble in the fingers.
Yay.
Nice. That's good.
So we're all building up decks.
That's right.
Not me.
And finally, Valdine.
Well, we were all building up decks, but then Valdine actually, he got hardier and stronger.
Oh, nice. Con. Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah, that's a very smart one.
So
I wish I was that smart.
I might like min-maxing just a little, Zach. I'm sorry. Valdine, actually, story-wise, he is filled with this, like, strength of purpose that he hasn't had in a while. Like,
right.
His backstory will reveal some of the things he used to have where that's why he was so driven and so ambitious in the
right.
past. And he's definitely only recently rediscovered that. And so in that, it kind of channeled into 2 points going into con and 1 going into strength. He just kind of feels, like, charged up. He's ready to go out and take on whatever is going to be a challenge to
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
he feels bolstered.
A couple days roughing it in the woods.
Sure.
And getting,
yeah.
like,
it's gotten stronger.
Big surge. Yeah.
We've been healed a lot by a lot of wands.
Yeah. there might be some magical residue happening there.
Right?
Yeah. And then what about level 4? Anything fun happening
for
a gunslinger?
Level 4 for the gunslinger is pretty straightforward. You pick up a feat that is called Point Blank Master. I no longer provoke
nice.
When firing
That's
my gun.
Big.
I listened back to the episodes and I'm like, God, he provokes? Like, what kind of a gunslinger? But
it's you have
finally.
Once you hit a certain level, yeah.
Good.
That's good. That's big.
Yeah, that's
I don't
big.
Think it's come into play
much
yet.
It has a little.
Might have once,
yeah.
but
yeah.
now it's just, that's super safe. That's
it don't, I think it only safety. Happened once, but I added a really gross sound effect to when he got hit, when they hit like, and so I remember it as like, ooh.
It was,
gotcha.
At the time it was scary health-wise, but yeah, now it's looking a little better.
Good. Nice. Yeah. How many health points did you get from just that?
Well, I went up like 10 health points.
That's
just
huge.
From changing the con.
Yeah. That's,
and we rolled nicely for my hit point up
that,
too,
yeah.
so I'm feeling very good now.
Excellent. Well, I think that's everybody in all of their level up stuff.
Yeah.
So let's jump back in. You guys have just watched the Black Rider kill himself. He had his blood flow into your guys' talismans, lucky charms, whatever you guys want to call them. And now they kind of have a different feel to them. And you guys do. You all feel this kind of deep, deep echo inside of you saying, save Baba Yaga.
It's a special, unique snowflake. It's a special snowflake.
That's yes, your special snowflakes. but this old man is now lying dead in front of you.
All right, let's gather our thing. Let's go through the portal. We got a mission to accomplish. Let's go.
Let's go.
Well, I'm kind of worried here, you know. My wand is almost out of charges, and I don't have any other way to heal anyone.
Oh, babe, I don't think there's time to wait. I mean, we got to go.
You've never been to Irisen. You do not know what you will face. You think it is cold here? Wait until you go there. I think March is right. We have to go back.
And how much food have y'all got,
and prepare.
You know?
Well, I don't really want his sacrifice to be in vain. I mean,
well,
this is a one-way trip. Do you understand? Once we are through the portal, we are closing the portal.
That's what it sounded like to me, too.
It is 2,000 miles away to Irisen. I have been that journey once in my life, many, many years ago. It is a very long journey.
But we have to do it, right? I mean,
of course.
Yes,
I figured we'd come back.
Let's tell people, hey, by the way, Queen Elvana is trying to destroy the world with winter, so we're going to go take care of that. You may never see us again. Goodbye, you know?
Oh, I'd like to send off a letter to our kiddos.
Oh, but the town is so far away. Like, we need to just go.
This is difficult, yes, but
it's going to take us hours.
So
it'll probably take us a full day.
Yes.
But, you know, the Black Rider guy said that, you know, on the ears inside, everything is clear. And we cleared up a lot of stuff over on this side. So I feel like it'll be a pretty safe, quick journey if we just go and do it.
I know, but we need to do this right away.
I don't think we have a choice.
I want to be able to heal you, dear.
We want to regather forces. We want to
group up. I'm sure
we need rations.
Okay. You're a military experience or something.
I understand.
So you know, supplies and whatever people that have your experience. I'm not a military person.
Hold on. Let me check something. Valdine wants to walk away from the portal enough distance to where the weather was totally awful.
Yeah.
How far do I walk before the weather is awful or is not awful anymore?
You walk like 10 feet.
And it's terrible again?
Yeah.
I turn right around and come back. This weather is terrible. It is going to take us quite some time to get through here and to get back again. So we're willing to sacrifice that time?
I think we have to. I mean,
I feel like we'll be sacrificing our lives if we don't.
But the longer we wait, don't you think that things are just going to get worse and the other side is just going to get more difficult?
Here's the thing. I know I am a very positive person, so this will come as a great surprise for me to say. But what if we go through this portal? Nobody knows that we are, you know, fighting for Baba Yaga. They think, oh no, Baba Yaga is coming to kill us. She's bringing the winter. The way Elvana wants them to think. No, these are the chicken huts and stuff.
Well, yeah.
We never tell them the truth. We go. We get murdered horribly by some Jadwiga in Irisin.
Oh, nobody knows what to do next.
Exactly. Elvana wins. There's no Bea.
That's why we can't fail.
So we have to go to Heldrin to say, look, we all might die. We will try our best, but could we maybe, you know, give you this warning
for the sake of the mission? I see your point. I see reason on this.
What could they possibly do? I mean, this is like now or never. Like, we have to do this.
They could give us a wand to cure ourselves of the cold and stuff.
There is some wisdom in planning and being strategic about our approach to this. I think we should head back. I'm inclined to agree. We should head back and stock up, tell people about the situation. I mean, I'm sure there are other similar portals popping up everywhere right now, I imagine.
Indeed. Well, that's what the writer said, yes.
Yeah.
So we need to spread the word that everywhere else can start defending themselves while we take on this particular mission.
Yes, they need to know this is definitely Korolyeva Elvana's fault. It is not Baba Yaga. Or they will not even know who the enemy is.
Well, I mean, if it's a bunch of winter monsters killing people, like, that's going to be the enemy. They're going to know that part.
True, but, you know, they don't even know that.
I think we probably know more than anybody else does at this moment.
I think so. And darling, we're going to need to get some rations so we've got food. We don't have nearly enough food to last us as long as we're probably going to need to be over there. And I don't know when we're going to get more. We don't know where we're going to come out when we go to the portal. And I'm just really worried that if we don't come prepared with food and with a new wand and a way to heal ourselves and letting our kids know that we're going to be gone maybe forever, that...
But he said these portals are everywhere, and they're just going to be getting worse.
It's like you said, I think, that one time. I may get this wrong. You cannot count your chickens before you have their eggs. We must go get the eggs first.
That sounds like something I would say.
That does sound like you.
No, it sounds like... I know you said something about something, and I don't know my idioms in common very well.
You said
well,
something about something. I know, that's I did. Like you do.
It could be something about silver and spoons, or chickens, or maybe
silver
ducks.
Spoons one of my
I don't know.
I like how the women are the voice of reason in this conversation.
It's because we're used to having strong motivations, and so having a new one doesn't completely... quench all of my...
It's
my overrides. Newfound wisdom.
And I found intelligence.
And your newfound intelligence.
Yes.
See, they get all of the physical traits boosted. They're like, yeah.
Right, yeah. All I got is like weariness and anxiety.
No,
so
no.
The other thing you guys need to remember is that it is almost nighttime.
So, yeah, we're going to... You know what? There's these...
Let's go sleep in those igloos.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. No, you guys want to sleep?
You've got Marigold in one of them.
Marigold is
yeah.
in there. We must go check her. We have a good rest. We sleep. We go in the daytime. And we get to Heldrin tomorrow.
Am I the only one who feels like the world is, like, coming unraveled and you guys... And
oh,
I don't?
That is definitely true, yes. The world is under attack and probably will be destroyed and swallowed in an unending winter.
But the best way for us to make sure we can stop it, honey, is to make sure that we're prepared.
Yes.
We gotta be prepared.
It's like I say, you never go through a portal without a fresh wand. If you do not charge your wand before you go, and then it's kaputz.
But
what
all,
do you do?
We all heard what the guy said, though, and it just seems like super, super pressing.
Well, and that's why we're going to go as soon as we can. As soon as we're prepared.
The last hope for everything, so we must not go get ourselves killed in Irisin today. We'll do that tomorrow. Am I right?
What's going on with Norm, Zach?
Well, let's it's
he's dark. Just really like this thing happening. Like he just feels this inside of him. Like you have to do this. Like he just feels pushed to. Like this is the number one thing before all else. This has to get taken care of.
It's like an obsession.
And you know, and also with this newfound like energy and power that he's got, like it's a lot he's trying to contain, and he needs an outlet.
Yeah,
and like laying down in a tent or an igloo like seems exactly the opposite thing.
And
that
and it's
to be
weird
right
too
now.
Because you guys don't know why you feel so invigorated.
I mean, everything's so strange though that it's something, and it's not like I don't think it's something you question. It's just like this is weird.
You guys picked up your special snowflakes, and you just feel different.
Should we maybe do something with the Black Rider's body?
Oh, I think absolutely.
I could combust it, but that seems a little...
Well, now, in your culture, you know, I know it's been a while since you've been back there, but what do you normally do with your dead?
Some of them we go ahead and bury in tombs. Others,
well, he seems like an important person, and I feel like we should honor him somehow.
That seems fair, yes. I shall set him on fire. He shall be disposed of by the most witchly of spells. And we'll do it. Okay. And Vasilisa just reaches over and kind of in that gesture that you see in film way too often where she just use the one hand and close both eyes at the same time. It's like, ooh, yeah, that's the way you do it. She does that, only also casts Touch of Combustion at the same time. And it's just like a spread of fire
over
his body.
Yeah, you guys got a burning body now.
Is there a prayer or something we should say?
Your fight is over now, soldier. Rest.
May the mother of all witches watch after his soul and use it in all of her spells or something. Okay. I'm going to check on my donkey.
Okay, yes.
So Vasilisa steps away and starts heading over toward the igloo with Marigold. Marge, Norm, and Valdine, you are left by the smoldering body.
Yes, I'm going. Marge is going to kind of tug on Norm's shirt and just kind of like with a head nod towards the winter. And come on, we should go get some rest. We're going to have a long journey ahead of us.
Okay, we just gotta rest quick.
Yes, we'll rest quick.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go find
8 hours of quickness.
And we will disappear into the snow as well.
Okay. Valdine, you're left alone.
Valdine continues to stare into the portal.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He is almost transfixed by it. Like, he's describe the portal for me, the surface of the portal. Like,
it's a giant fucking pillar of light.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This is just mesmerized. Like
it's cool looking.
He's seen a little bit of magic, and obviously he's been around someone who has skill in magic.
Yeah,
and
nothing like this.
Doing
though.
Awesome, but this is just awe inspiring. And he's trying to will himself to take his eyes off the portal, but he is just staring at it.
Yeah,
and he barely even noticed that everybody else left, and he's just kind of standing there.
Okay.
Oh no.
Let's see how much time passes before he realizes what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, let's see.
Oh no.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 6.
What does that mean?
On a D6, which means he's still standing there and took a step toward the portal.
Okay, cool. Meanwhile, Vasilisa, you go over and you work your way through the snow, working past the troll footprints that mar it, and you make your way over to the igloo, where you see Marigold just kind of hanging out, flapping her little tail, and as you enter, she goes, "Eah!"
Oh, Marigold, you will never believe what happened. Vasilisa just like settles in next to one of her big donkey ears and starts brushing her down and just takes, "I met the Black Rider. I have a boon. I feel so strong, but not like really strong, just wise. I shall make the right decisions and save the world, Marigold." And she's just like saying what happened directly to her donkey. She feels mysteriously much better at handling her animal than she was last level.
Excellent. Marge, Norm, you guys make your way over. Do you go to the igloo with Vasilisa or the other igloo that you guys saw? Or do you want to check out the rest of the area?
We have one crushed igloo and two non-crushed ones that
That's
we've
right.
seen, right?
Yes. The one Marigold is in. This one over here is still up. This one has been crushed. But as you guys are walking back, you also see that the troll footprints go off in another direction, too. You haven't figured out everything here.
I think once they step into the... Once she steps with Norm into where the storm starts up again, where you can't see anything, she's going to take pause.
Norm's pause. Can't stop, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
She's going to take pause. And then she's going to...
Stick him down her pants. Sorry. Okay.
Marge
okay.
takes a moment.
Yes.
She's going to take a moment. Okay.
Marge takes a moment.
It puts it in her pants. Sorry. Okay. Really, last one.
Marge pauses for a moment. And she steps back. She just kind of pats you on the shoulder and just kind of lets go and steps back and looks at Valdine and says, Valdine, you want to come with us? There's only one igloo that's kind of standing up and we're not sure what else is around here. And
how much closer has Valdine gotten in like this 15 second period?
I am basically right at the edge of the portal. Like I'm...
Oh. And he's moved quite a ways.
You're back over by an igloo where it's
like,
stormy.
No.
You came out.
We stepped like five feet to where starts getting... all crazy again.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I step back into where it stops being crazy to look at you. So you're all the way at the corner.
I'm right next to it.
Right next to it.
Her thing is, okay, well, we're, as soon as she steps into where the storm starts again, you can't see anything. This was a very dangerous area, and she knows one of the igloos that she passed by was standing and the other one was crushed. So it's like, well, okay, well, we're not all going to be able to fit into one. I'm probably going to need Valdine's help on this because there's a lot of other areas to check out. And what if there's another creature and it's probably not safe to just go alone. And so she's like, she stops, she pauses, she comes back, and then she starts, Valdine?
He's right next to the portal.
Valdine, we're needing you over here. I think we need to go find a place to stay. Are you okay?
What?
We're going to be sleeping and I...
Yeah,
areas,
I think the girls are right.
There's not a lot of... we need to find a place
right,
to stay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you realize now where you're standing?
I do. I take a step back. Valdine kind of like sort of gets his wits together a little bit. He wasn't necessarily trying to go into it. He was severely lost in thought. Like he was definitely... His mind was somewhere else. And staring into this, like when you stare into a fire for too long and you just kind of, it's almost a trance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was kind of that same feeling for him. And he steps back. Yeah, all right, let's, and he starts marching faster than you guys are moving
Wait up.
Scamper, right. Scamper,
yeah.
Scamper.
Yeah, let's fight. All right,
yeah, let's
find a good place.
Let's clear the area.
Wait, that's all only right. in combat. Who are we fighting?
he draws his gun. He's ready.
Yourselves!
Mud crabs.
we gotta find some more shelter around here. And are you sure you're okay? There's a lot that's
yeah,
been happening.
Yeah. I'll be fine. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I get it. I want to go through there, too. I think we need to go through there as soon as possible. But
absolutely.
But the girls are right. We need to do this right, I suppose. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
You guys going to go on without Vasilisa? You're three people on a mission.
I'm visiting my donkey.
I think Vasilisa's okay. She went to go see her donkey, and I have not heard her yell out or anything, so I think she made it okay. Vasilisa, are you okay?
Yes. Marigold is fine. That's what you asked, right? Yes.
Okay, she's fine. We gotta go find some more shelter, because there's only just that one igloo so far. Who taught me that word igloo? I did not know what those were before.
That was me.
Vasilisa, I think. Yeah.
You're welcome, Marge.
She yells through the worst blizzard ever. Like 20 feet away from us.
It's a holly storm.
Okay, so you guys are following the footprints.
Yeah, I think.
Sure.
You guys move forward and you follow the footprints for probably about 40 feet before you reach a cliffside. Going up, straight up. It is the face of what is a cliff, and you find an opening into a cave.
Oh. Ooh.
Should we shelter in the cave instead of the igloos, or?
Oh, do you think any animals are in there?
Oh, could be. What do we see if we look in the cave?
So looking inside from out of the winter blusteriness, it is a fairly sizable cave. Looking in, you see some barrels, some crates, a couple bear skins, some sacks. It's a nice little area.
Yep, this looks good. Let's get Vasilisa and move in here.
Okay. Do you want to go, or do you want...
I'll go get her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just,
you guys,
you know,
try to make a fire if you can.
Oh, sure. You ready, Norm?
Yeah, we gotta make a fire in the cave.
I mean,
there ventilation? Proper fire equipment?
I don't know that there's ventilation. No.
How high is the roof in the
15
cave?
15 feet.
But I suppose we could make a fire outside the entrance. That way there's heat coming in, but the smoke goes up.
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, once everybody's in, of course, we can kind of like build it. Let's start getting together wood from, we see inside there's like crates and stuff. Can I open any of them? See if
there's
anything.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, Valdine, you head out and you...
Yeah, I had to get Vasilisa.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So you trudge back through the snow.
I do a quick listen around, see if I can hear anything. that's what I thought. Okay. He starts heading that way towards Vasilisa's igloo.
Cool. You head over there.
Well, we found a better shelter over here, Vasilisa. If you want to bring Marigold and... Gather, we got a cave. It looks like it's supplied with stuff.
All right.
Some bearskin rugs, probably warmer than the igloo.
I think if I remember correctly, that everything in this igloo is empty, so I shall come with you. Come on, Marigold.
Yeah.
And we head back to the cave.
Okay. Marge, Norm, you guys have busted open a couple of crates, and you're checking it out. Inside, you find rations and food stores.
Oh.
Enough for 34 days.
Whoa.
God, is there a wand of Cure Light Wounds in there, too? Oh, my God.
Let's go through the portal. All right.
Seriously. We'll send a raven.
You guys also find a lockbox.
Oh, you know, I think Valdine will have to open this one.
Well, is this one of the kinds that are locked?
Or is this one of the kinds
that are unlocked? Okay. Darn it, that's always how they are.
Would you like me to open that for you, Norm?
Are you back yet?
We're back.
You both walk in.
Yeah, look, there's all this food in here, and there's enough for like a month, and there's a lockbox, too.
Oh.
And we're going to break apart these crates so that we can use them for fire outside the cave, of course, just like right at the entrance.
I see. Good idea. And I'm going to go ahead and detect magic. Just see if there's anything magical in this cave.
He's pausing.
I know.
Yes. There's magic in the lockbox.
The Aldean, the at lockbox. It has something magical in it.
I'm a gambling man, so I'm gonna bet it's a wand of Cure Light Wounds.
Alright, give me a disabled device roll.
I'd like to unlock this box.
Odds on this.
I'm gonna give you an 18.
An 18.
To disable that lock.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. I actually have...
Yeah, put some more numbers on there.
No, I have tools. I have thieves' tools.
So that should give you a plus two.
Yeah, sorry, that's a 20.
That's a 20? So you stick your thieves' tools in here, and it's a bit complicated. Like, you're kind of struggling with this one. But eventually, you do indeed hear that satisfying click. The latch turns, and the box opens. But what could possibly be inside? It is magic that we know, but is it a wand of cure-like wounds? Is this an appropriately placed gimmick to allow our heroes to just continue right through the portal by me granting them whatever it is they wanted? Find out next time on the Dimension Door Podcast!
I rolled a
nat
20,
so yes. Yes, you won. Oh, you rolled a 20. You're serious?
Oh,
that's getting serious.
Oh,
man. I rolled a 2.
Oh, you don't know what's going on.
The D100.
We're back down to cure moderate now.
Thanks for listening. Our website has been updated with a new section for character art, memes, and other fun visuals. You can also find our level 4 character sheets coming up fairly soon. Remember, DimensionDoorPodcast.com. A special thanks to Don Belay and the Swordsmith for leaving us some wonderful 5-star reviews. Now, we have been in a cross-promotion storm these past few episodes, and I really hope that you are all taking some time to check out our recommendations.
And these are our recommendations. We listen to the podcasts we recommend, and we really honestly believe that the content they are producing is worth listening to and telling others about. And this next one is no different. Dice Populi, by far, has one of my favorite premises for a D&D podcast. Just take a listen.
Ooh, you take 12 damage.
What? That's bull!
The monster hits you pretty hard.
No, you know what? You D&D podcasts are all the same. It's the same rules and the same story the entire time. I say we try some new adventures, and it's my time as a dungeon master. Who's in favor?
You still take 12 damage.
Can anybody heal me?
Join the Real Play revolution with rotating dungeon masters, settings, and stories. Listen to the podcast Dice Populi on Spotify or at dicepopuli.com.